better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, AdCare can help with locations in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Help is just around the corner. Your path to recovery begins at AdCare. Call AdCare now at 1-800-ALCOHOL. That's 1-800-ALCOHOL. Bert Breer of the MMQB is with us here at Splitsville Patriot Place. What's up, Bert? Turn your microphone on.
There you go,
hey,
Bert.
There we
there
go.
You go.
I didn't know that was on me. That was on me this week? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, pushing a button.
Someone should have. Yeah, you're right.
Someone
should have come over and hit the
normally
button.
I'm not super technical, but even I can do it.
It's got a green light and a red light. When it's red, you hit the button, turns green.
Yeah,
then you're on.
I see that now. It's green now.
Yeah.
So you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Good.
All right. Where do you want to start, Chris?
Well, I want to ask you just Josh Gordon. Did the Patriots do anything different than the Cleveland Browns, who obviously spent a lot of time with this guy? And we're sort of hearing, in my opinion, Bert, sort of slightly conflicting stories here. One is that, well, they prepared for this. They knew this was coming. The other is that, you know, they had round-the-clock security with the guy to prevent it.
I don't think that they – if they were fully prepared for this to come, the snaps sort of been different over the last two or three weeks. So I think to some degree this hit them in a way they weren't expecting. I do think that they did what the Browns did, which is, for the most part, put as many people as they possibly could around him to try to create a support system, which, good on them for doing it, but you're starting to wonder now, like, does he need to fall on his ass, right? Does he need to bottom out? Because clearly putting people around him and creating a support system and picking him up when he falls down hasn't seemed to work. I mean, like, that's the bottom line when I look at this is – the Browns at one point had a sports psychologist, a psychiatrist, and other team personnel assigned to him.
Schefter says today the Patriots had a babysitter with him in all hours.
And that didn't work, did it?
Didn't work because
didn't
work. They hit the bye week.
Because
they couldn't stay with him.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It is an incredibly special athlete, knowing there's always going to be somebody there to pick up the pieces, knowing that there's always somebody there to catch his fall. And sometimes people like that, and I'm not saying this is 100% the case with them, but sometimes people like that need to fall down before they can really get up. Like they got to
hit that rock bottom.
And they have to hit that rock bottom when no one's there to pick up after them, when they don't have a roster that they're on, when they don't have like a team that they're like, sometimes it takes that. And I will say this, like, universally, the people here, the people in Cleveland that have been around him are rooting for him. I texted with somebody on the Browns staff last night. And I asked, did you guys see this coming over the summer? He's like, it was always hard to tell. He said, what I can tell you is I thought he was a great kid. I loved working for him, and I want what's best for him. And I think that's universally what you hear when it comes to Gordon.
He's very well-liked, yeah.
There's always that piece, like, where the people who have been around him, like, you just don't know. And there's no feeling that he's ever been – no one's ever had the feeling, like, this guy's completely out of the woods. But everybody seems to be rooting for him.
We're talking with Bert Breer, the MMQB. What about on the field? How do the Patriots make up for it?
And I think that this is – to me, the risk was never the draft picks. Everybody looked at the draft picks and said, well, you know, it's only a fifth-round pick and a seven coming back, and that only knocks your pick down 60 picks. It's like, that's low risk. The risk is exactly what happened. The risk is that he comes in, okay? You want to treat him like a bonus, but the problem is that he's too talented. And he forces his way into the lineup.
You guys been talking about this together,
nope,
the two of you?
Nope, just two sage football analysts.
Okay,
go ahead,
okay,
Bert. Keep going.
But the risk is that they needed him.
The risk is that he forces his way into the lineup, right? And now all of a sudden it goes from him being a bonus to now you're relying on him. And you become increasingly relying on him because he's this great talent and it's out there
but
for you.
But he was not brought here as a bonus, Bert. This has been my bone of contention with Chris.
No,
he was not brought here as a bonus.
But that's how most people have had – the Browns are trying – But, like, here's the risk is then that you become reliant on him and he lets you down when you need him most.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what happened. And now you're in a position where, with 2 weeks left in the season, you've got to figure out, okay, this is an offense that's already been sideways all year. You dealt with the Edelman suspension at the beginning of the year, then Gronk's injuries, then Michelle's injuries. You've always had something going on that's sort of preventing you from figuring out who you are offensively, and now you're back in that boat again with 2 weeks to go. And the last time that we saw them try to figure it out on the fly that I can remember – this late in the season was that game against Miami in 2015 when they were trying to establish
Steven
a running
Jackson.
Game with Steven Jackson.
Brutal.
And that did not get them anywhere. And I feel like they're in that spot right now where it's like, all right, like, now we got to figure it out. And, you know, the real price that they pay now, is the lost reps for Philip Dorsett, the lost reps for Cordarrelle Patterson. I think if you take a look.
Oh, because those guys would be so much better if they had
maybe
the reps.
They'd be a little bit better. I mean, like Beal, here's the thing.
They'd be more prepared.
Here's the thing. Like, we're not dealing with – like, there was never going to be a question if they were going to get in the playoffs or not. The bar is higher as long as Belichick and Brady are here, and the bar should be higher. And so everything is about where you're going in January.
This is where we start arguing, where we all agree, and we're all still arguing with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it just goes back to building, building this roster.
And if it's like when you get to January, it's about degrees, okay?
Yeah.
It's about degrees. When you get to January, it's about degrees. And if you could make Philip Dorsett 5 or 10% better or Patterson 5 or 10% better, then that could make a difference. Like, that does matter. I don't know. Like, that's the way I look at it.
No, listen, I think there's some truth in that. Look at the play that Philip Dorsett made last year in the AFC Championship game, right?
Right.
It was one catch, but it was a key catch that they needed.
Yes, correct.
It was a big catch. And that might be part of that margin that, I guess, has helped because he played more last year.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a game of inches, Beetle.
How many football
You got to fight for that inch.
Here's what I would say, though, Bert. Big picture, this is all about building the roster. And did they do a good enough job building the roster and
committing to quality players at that position? But that's why you had to
And
trade,
that's what led
that's
to
why
them.
You, trading for Josh Gordon.
Yes. We agree on this. Right. Let's continue to argue about it.
Right. You trade for Josh Gordon. I mean, honestly, that's why they're in this position is that like you haven't built the infrastructure up. And I think back to – like this is where I think back to the 2014 championship team, okay? And this is what this team lacks that team had. In 2014, you had the frontline guys – you also had, like, the sort of farm system of players behind them, right? You had Sebastian Vollmer at right tackle, Marcus Cannon coming up behind him. You had Darrell Revis at corner, Malcolm Butler coming up behind him. You had Shane Vereen as your third down back, James White coming up behind him. You had all these young players that were making their way up and were getting ready to take on bigger roles. This team doesn't have that, which is why you're in the position where you've got to trade for a Josh Gordon because there's nobody behind Chris Hogan and Julian Edelman and old – other aging guys at that position that can help you make up for what you might lose if the older guys lose a little bit on the field.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of exacerbated. You look at, you know, your 2017 highest draft pick is Derek Rivers, and he can't get on the field. You know,
right.
he's a healthy scratch. And that's sort of where I wanted to go with you in terms of Belichick here.
Well, Brandon Cooks, we could go there too.
Well, you can go there if you want, but I was just going to say with Adrian Claiborne being a healthy scratch today, Danny Shelton a healthy scratch the last 3 weeks, and Danny Shelton cost them a 2019 third-round pick. When you look at the totality of Belichick's moves in player personnel this year, did he put this team behind the eight ball with some misevaluations personnel-wise?
Yeah, I think you can absolutely say that. And why is Danny Shelton on the roster? Maybe because Malcolm Brown wasn't quite what you thought he'd be, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, why is Adrian Claiborne on the roster? Because Chandler Jones is gone? Like, you can look at it and you can say there are places where they've either missed on draft picks or cut bait with guys because they were too expensive, and they've tried to get by, as they have successfully a lot over the years, with guys that might be a little cheaper, the guys they have to be that there's less of a commitment to. And, like, more times than not, when you're paying a pass rusher $6 or $7 million, there's a reason why that guy's not a $15 million pass rusher. You know what I mean? When you're paying a left tackle and Trent Brown $3 million, there's a reason why he's in a $12 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just – and Trent Brown's been a find for the most part.
There is a value in never signing a bad deal. But there is a risk in, therefore, you know, being left thin at positions and not having more great players.
Well, here's what I think's interesting. Okay?
There's a balance there somewhere.
There's been forever, right? Like, they've had this ceiling on how much they're willing to pay players here, and they've used contracts like Brady's, contracts like Gronkowski's, contracts like Edelman's against other players, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That bill's come and due.
They've put that ceiling on them, like. I think it's fair to start to ask the question, did that cost you Chandler Jones? Did that cost you Brandon Cooks? Like, there are players who are very good players that you brought in here and guys that were successful here where, because it would have messed with your salary structure, you decided, you know what, we can do without that guy. I just don't see enough difference makers on the roster right now. And forever you've asked Brady to make up for it, and now he's 41 years old. How much longer are you legitimately going to be able to say, Brady can make up for not having X, Y, or Z on offense.
Yeah, 41-year-old quarterback needs more support, not less, and I would argue he's gotten less this year than before.
All right, Bert, appreciate the time.
Thanks,
Merry
guys.
Christmas to you.
You too.
For the guaranteed lowest prices on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody! Don't go anywhere. Got a lot on the way, including Kraftwerk, and also Scott Zolak. We'll sit down with Bill Belichick. Zo with the big aviators on today, as I'm seeing on WBZ TV, Channel 4. A lot more to come here on Patriots Preview on the Safety Insurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.